So what's the ownership for the hotel got? What's your interest like? Well, I don't understand.
My interest in the hotel is that the Canadian Commercial Workers Industry Pension Plan finances the hotel, and that Chimo's the registered owner, and Royal Host is a registered owner, but you went on record in the media.
I never went. Wait a second. I didn't go on record with anybody.
There's two media accounts, one in the Toronto Sun and one in the Toronto Star, where you state that you own the hotel.
I never stated that I own the hotel. I have it under contract. I have a joint venture agreement.
Okay, well,
But I don't see, like, why is it relevant? Why is it important?
It's important because there were undertakings. This is Royal Host is a public company, and the Canadian Commercial Workers Industry Pension Plan is a very large pension plan with a lot of money in the hotel. And there's announcements made saying that it was going to be converted into condominiums. But when I went to the land titles office or the planning office, there was no application even to have it turned into condominiums.
Well, what are you saying? I don't understand what your angle is. What are you saying?
Well, the angle is it just seems a little bit odd. Number one, DeCapa Construction seems to be nothing more than a post office box and an answering machine. You're claiming to undertake a fairly large construction project, and you don't seem to have any experience in anything that size.
I don't have any experience in anything that. How can you judge that? How can you?
Just because DeCapa doesn't seem to have anything on record for obtaining any building permits ever for anything of that size.
And so that makes me not having the experience.
Do you have the experience in that?
But you know what, Mr. Fenimore, how can you guys, you know, you whoever, jump to those conclusions?
Because
under that company, I don't apply for a building permit. Therefore, I have no experience.
Clifford Evans.
Cliff Evans is a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Who is he with?
He's the investment chair with the pension plan. Is he?
And he's a good friend of mine.
Is he not a good friend of yours?
I know, but I wouldn't say he's a good friend. I don't know where you get your information, but I can tell you this. Mm-hmm. Make sure it's accurate, okay? Because I don't want to hear no stories that are untrue. Because they're going to hurt my business.
Yeah.
And the only thing you're going to get out of it is going to get a lawsuit.
Yeah, we're always accurate in what we print.
You're always accurate in what you print.
Yes. And I was just wondering, you were involved in a landfill. You got fined for running an illegal landfill a while ago rather than construction. Have you always been in construction since the Shepherd Group shut down in the early 90s?
The Shepherd Group shut down. You know what, sir? I'm going to give you the name of my lawyer, okay? Talk to him, okay? And you better get your information really, really straight.
Well,
because you don't have anything that you said that has got any accuracy whatsoever.
Were you not charged in relation to a landfill just a while ago for illegal dumping?
Me?
Yes.
Well, what are you getting all this information?
I'm getting the information off of public documents.
Well, you know what? They're not right. Because I wasn't in charge of dumping anything.
You were fined. Were you not?
I was a fine that I agreed to on behalf of the company. And I was in charge of anything because I had permits for everything, and it wasn't a dump. It was a recycling plant for wood. With the permits from the ministry, from the town of Vaughan, and everything else. So I don't know where the hell you're getting this shit.
Okay, well, it's good, but it's just all they need is your answer to some of these
things. No. You know what? I don't have to give you no answers.
Because
you haven't told me what this article is about, with the exception of just trying to smear me.
It's about a large investment by a pension plan
Which pension plan?
The Canadian Commercial Workers Industry Pension Plan. You know that full well because you couldn't have registered anything without knowing that. And you know Cliff Evans.
Sir, I got information on you that the union is suing you for going and using their website and everything else. You don't even work for the union. You got fired from the union.
Yes, that's true.
I don't know what your problem is to try to cause problems for other people. Because I have nothing to do with it.
Apparently you do.
Apparently I do. And how is that?
You said that you own the hotel.
What does it say that I own the hotel?
In the Toronto
Star. I have it on the contract. Sun.
And are you a registered real estate agent?
No.
No. And Baker Real Estate says that they haven't sold a thing.
They haven't sold a thing.
It says they're just promoting. They're not selling the units. You're the one selling them. But if you don't have a real estate license, how could you sell them?
Mr. Fenimore, I'm going to tell you one more time. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
You haven't said one thing that is accurate.
Except the
fact. Not one thing.
Well, you know Cliff Evans. That's accurate.
No. I don't know who this Cliff Evans is.
Now you don't know Cliff Evans.
Well, I don't know. Who is he? Is he somebody? I know Cliff Evans, but who is he with? Is he with the pension fund? Who is he with?
He's with the pension fund, and his nephew runs the union.
His nephew runs the union?
Yeah.
Well, then it's not the same Cliff Evans that I know.
There's only one Cliff Evans.
No, there's more. I got a brother-in-law that's named Evans. Don't tell me there's more than one Cliff. I don't know what the hell you're trying to do. I'm getting, you know, really, really annoyed because you haven't.
Okay, I'll just ask.
I mean, Baker Real Estate, we've got 150 sales. You've got the sales people in my office all the time. What the hell you get this information that they're not selling, they're just promoting? Like, where are you getting this shit?
Baker said that. They said they're only promoting it. They're not selling them.
And who did you talk to at Baker's?
I'm not going to reveal that one.
Oh, you're not going to reveal. I see. Okay. You know what? I'm telling you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any information that it's even remotely close to the truth.
Well, I've got public documents.
I don't care what you've got, public documents.
And I've got your purported plans. I've got your brochure.
Yeah.
And none of that matches anything at the planning department. And some of the other statements that an architect has gone over that when I was in the hotel, undertakings were made to me if I bought a suite, and a lot of those things couldn't be carried out.
And what is that? And what kind of understanding? Who told you what?
Your salesperson.
And what did it tell you?
Tells me that you owned the property, and that wasn't true. Told that.
Okay, so now it's not in the sun or the star. Somebody told you.
One of your salespeople. In front of a witness.
I see. Sir.
Listen.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me a phone number where I can call you back because I want you to call? Are you the same gentleman that is spreading all the rest of the information about me, about being charged and this and that?
I haven't written my article yet.
No. But you wrote all kinds of stuff about the building.
No, I haven't.
Put it in the internet.
I'm sorry. I haven't written anything about the building yet. I know the Toronto Star is working on a story right now, but I haven't written anything.
You haven't written all the stuff that came out in the internet. It wasn't you then.
No.
I see. And somebody that slipped a newspaper article under the door of the manager, it wasn't you either, right?
Huh? No.
I see. I just got there by mistake. A day after you came into the building, in the sales office, magically appears with somebody that happens to have the same name as mine.
I haven't got a clue.
You haven't got a clue?
No.
Okay. So, what I don't understand is, what benefits this story to anybody except trying to hurt me?
No, it's not trying to hurt you at all. You're,
no? How is it going to help me?
It's not intended to help you, but I don't think it will wind up hurting you.
It's not intended to help you, though.
And I think you can rest assured, you might not like this story.
Is it going to help anybody?
But No, it probably won't help anybody. It'll help people that have bought suites possibly, and were told some things. Well, there's tons of liens. And in fact, since I've been there, there's been two more liens.
There's been two more liens, and
you're selling the building. You try to sell me a suite, and you didn't tell me that there were liens against the building. I can't buy anything in that building. Nothing can happen to that building as long as those liens sit there. And these are pretty heavy-duty liens when you get Revenue Canada and the province of Ontario filing liens against. In fact, you can't even buy the darn place.
Mr. Fenneman, I've got nothing to do with me. It's from the previous owners.
You're taking money from people and you're not telling them that there's liens.
That the place could very well
be foreclosed. And it's just, where's my money?
Sir.
Where would my money be?
Sir, listen to me. The money, the people's deposit, okay, it goes into a trust account. Mm-hmm. Which I have no access to. Mm-hmm. So please, get your story straight.
Well, I've got my story straight, and I know
you
it's
don't.
On. I know
you
it's
don't
on the,
have your story straight.
I know it's on the public record.
Listen to me.
I know it's on the public record. I know there's liens on the property.
And yeah, I know, but so what? So what?
That's really important for anybody to know that wants to buy a place, and it's really important for anybody to know who has bought a place. I wasn't told that when somebody tried to sell me a place.
You're not willing to really do and print the truth, please, don't do a story.
I'll be printing the truth.
You don't have the truth. How can I help you print the truth if you don't know what the truth is?
It'll be printed. The truth will be printed, and from my discussions with you, you will not be libeled. So.
But you don't understand. If you don't have the truth, how can you print the truth?
Well, I think it is the truth. I'm just asking.
But based on whose information?
Well, I've got your
the salespeople. The salespeople don't have the right to represent me. They're selling the units. Period.
Do you own two units?
I own two units.
Do you own two units?
What do you mean? Do I own two units?
The salesperson said that you were keeping two units for yourself.
What the hell has that got to do with if I'm going to keep two, you know, or keep three, or I want to keep 10? What's that got to do with it?
Because it said you owned the place, but you don't own the place. And you can't own the place, and there's no registration anywhere that says that you've even got an agreement to own the place.
What the hell am I doing there?
It's good question.
Oh, no, but...
That's a really good question.
Am I somebody that it's insane to go there and spend, all kinds of money to promote and sell it if I can't even be there? And Royal Host, what, the idiot to let me in there? Well, what is the matter with
you? Joe, you've been there for 3 years.
You should get your head examined.
Joe, you've been there for 3 years.
No, I've been there for 2 years.
Hotel Residences.
Hotel Residences was the original name that we started with. Never went to market with that name. Never.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when we decided to go to market, okay, mm-hmm. we changed it to Westmount Condo. Hotel Residence never went to market.
Hotel Residence.
We never tried to market because we didn't have all the documentation.
How are you going to run a hotel if you rip the front end out?
The conversation is over. Okay, you're going to hear from my lawyer.
Okay.